Green called him and when we were in San Clemente and said that he had some message from Brezhnev, and whether the with regard to whether whether the Chinese thing meant any meant that the possibility of a meeting was out. And we said no, provided it came later.
And so he called up, just to make it very explicit, he just said, does that in principle mean there's no meeting possible with us? I said, no, just as long as it's after the Chinese one.
Yeah.
And then it takes our time.
This is very good. And he's, at the, what he did, one thing I did decide, well, Bill and both of you should know, and I, he said,
you keep, I don't want it. You know, it's funny, they give you those little pieces of paper like that.
Yeah.
Just handle it with not a thing on it, they get rejected, and then I
what, he, no, this is,
what he said with Bill, what he would like to do, and I was actually Bill with him when she last time, I said, well now, on the announcement, I said, this is going to leak, it's going to get out, and I said, and so forth. And I said, I'm going to tell Rogers and Kissinger, and that's all. I said, but you got to make the announcement soon. So he said, how about next week? I said, my next day. Yeah. Well, the week of the, I don't mean next Monday, but the following week, the 12th, the 12th of the month. What is the day? What is the day? Well, it's actually 10 days, I mean 2 weeks from now. But he said the 12th was the day. So we've got something we want to keep to ourselves all the way now, or if we can, and we're, he wants to go forward with to bring in the Carcinellis. But I don't know whether Rina knew about this when he called you. He didn't.
I never know what they called out. Rina said, does that mean you're going to China? I mean, just before he went home,
yeah.
He said, as you're going to China, I mean, if they ask me, as you're going to China, I mean, you won't go to Moscow. He said, no, it just has to be after China. But after all this stuff, we went through two or three times last year.
Yeah.
No one had decided.
Yeah. Well, they did with us along. Got down and embarrassed us. And I was not wondering what Henry Renzi said. I just broke the hell. You remember I told you that? I said, never, unless it's after the China thing.
But they'll say this is not one too much to put about.
The thing we want to handle, the way we want to handle it, so, I mean, oh, incidentally, the whole thing is going to be 12 million again. He said, like, he said, make. Because I said, when you, he said, 12 noon on the, he'll be back by that time. I think that's why he thought of it. But he's really, but he wants to do it on the 12th. At 12 noon. But it'd be just the same as the May 20th thing. You see, they got that grill all set for their, but you, the main thing he was telling us was that,
he said, I said, you don't know Mr. Gresham. He started out. He said, I know him very well. He's a very strong man. He says, he's not a new man. And then he described all of his background, every position that he held. He's a very strong man. He's a very direct man. And before I left, he had a very long talk with me, and he wants me to convey this to you in private. He said, Mr. Brezhnev says that his greatest goal is to try to have a meeting with the president and to be able to say that we are friends after the meeting, or if not that, we do
start having some information at
that. He said that Brezhnev he saw him, as a matter of fact, between seeing the king of Afghanistan and the who was on their estate visit. I guess County of Trump or something, no, who the hell called
yeah.
The Afghanistan. Well, whoever it was, and then Romico saw them in between. But he said Brezhnev, and he rode with him in the car in the second meeting, and Brezhnev came back to the subject and said that he was to convey to the president his personal view that he thought that Soviet-American relations now, it was vital that we have at the highest level some understanding. That's why they raise all these subjects. Now, there isn't any question of why.
It's China.
It's just
show you, but it does show you what a hell of a time we're going to have when we do finally meet them. They always start with an impossible position, Mike. Well, all you have to do is to be Israeli will totally withdraw.
Well, I'm not. And they know that it's not going to happen.
You said that.
Well, Bill had to talk because
I told him very later. I said, Trey, that's an answer. Let's not even talk about it. It won't work.
Well, the point is, sometimes they will figure. They will figure that you've got to take a little harder for them. They know damn well that I can never sell that in the country for them.
Well, the Israeli has. You couldn't have made it more plain. I would have listened to more else, talked a little bit more about it.
But the thing is, I don't know why he went to such great lengths, you know, in giving the invitation and agreeing to go to such great lengths to say how much Brezhnev left. Well, the guy said, I read Brezhnev a letter or two, apparently. I suppose the answer is no on these things. You know, they've all been, we've seen them all. But he says Brezhnev personally feels that it's essential that the United States and the United States. And the Soviet Union, very thing he said here, should be friends.
Mm-hmm. He spent the other night with Mr. President, the first 10 minutes with a prepared statement about, you refer to what you said a year ago, about the importance of our relationship. And he said, and we feel the same way, the two countries have really come, United States and Soviet Union. Everything else, we have to be careful what we say to the outside world. We understand. We all have to get along. But he said, the final analysis is as old as comes. Brezhnev knows this, all our leaders know that. He said it's a fact. That's why we're so pleased about what's happened last year. That's why we want things to improve. Now, some of it, of course, may be just economics, but there's other
things. Yes, we were walking over it, and one thing I did too. I said, now I appreciate your understanding statement about China. And he perked up. And I said, I just want you to know, I said, that we of course, are going to pursue those talks, but we are not trying to pressure you. I said, neither side. And he says, no pressure. And I said, no. I said, neither you can pressure us, nor we can pressure you. That's where they should look. That's the line. And I think if you follow that with them, that the China thing, it's not for the purpose of dividing them. It's just simply, we're looking to our interests in the Middle East and the Far East. Because if you think of this, the important thing we have to bear in mind here is that we got to get the China date now. Back into February, maybe more March, February we can.
February is under the appointment. Bill wants to talk to you tomorrow about the thing that just has to be
right.
Because I know you're kind of going to be on that.
Yeah.
Well, we can also talk about that tomorrow.
That date should be moved to about February.
Yeah, I think so. As soon as that is done.
Well, I think about if we could get in February, it'd be good. But
so we've proposed two dates to them.
Thank you.